Welcome to the Anxious ADHDer, the podcast for those of us living with a brain that doesn't always play by the rules.
I'm Jess, and today we're diving into the ADHD and anxiety shame spiral when small mistakes feel like your proof of failure. If you've ever thought, I forgot a text, I missed a deadline, I made someone mad, so I must be the worst, you're in the right place. So how does it start? For me, it usually starts with something really small, totally normal human being ADHD stuff, right? Everyday stuff. But instead of saying like, ooh, whoops, I'll fix it, my brain takes me straight to the, you're so lazy, you can't get it together. Everyone's tired of you screwing up. ADHD is kind of built for this, right? It's sort of bullshit. So, you know, the forgetfulness, the time blindness, the distraction, those little slip-ups that are like really friggin' constant. And because they happen so often, shame gets reinforced. Every time I drop the ball, my brain goes, see, that's who you are. This is proof. And a huge one for me is deadlines. You know, I think I've got plenty of time and suddenly I don't. And instead of just being late, it becomes, you're irresponsible. You'll never figure it out. And you know what? It's not even about the deadline anymore. It's about me as a person. I'm a bad person. I'm an irresponsible person. Let's get into anxiety's role. And okay, so your ADHD making up a cracking foundation for shame, and then anxiety gets heaped on. I'm doing like movements with my arms indicating that I'm like literally building an ADHD anxiety tower. But yeah, I am. Then anxiety piles on and ADHD makes the mess, and anxiety like writes the novel about it, the essay, the critical thinking essay. Instead of just letting it go, my brain replays it over and over. I'm imagining worst case scenarios, spiraling into what ifs. And of course, that usually leads to avoidance or the need for reassurance. So I don't answer the email or I don't open the bill or just, you know, let future Jess deal with that. And I don't face that thing, right? Because if I face it, it feels actually terrifying. What does it feel like to be inside the shame spiral? So I like you to break it down. Let's do it. The loop is small mistake, and then you freak out, anxiety, and then you avoid it. The problem grows, shame gets heavier, repeat. It's I'm a failure. Everyone's going to see I can't handle basic things. Sometimes the shame spiral doesn't even need a mistake, weirdly. So you don't need to have forgotten that text, missed that deadline of yours, you know, snapped at a friend, being a bit of a dickhead. No, sometimes your brain just decides that you've done something wrong. It's 11:42, a very specific time. And you know, you're brushing your teeth. I'm a night owl myself, so it's probably more like midnight. But yeah, you're brushing your teeth and then your brain goes, remember that time you said cool instead of thanks when someone did that really nice thing to you and they probably hate you like crap, shit, let's spiral. Boom, triggered for literally absolutely no reason. So what are the common triggers for shame, especially if you have ADHD and anxiety, the winning combo, the stressful combo? Number one, silence. If someone doesn't respond to your message, email, or just even like looks a little bit off in a chat, sometimes suddenly it's, they're mad at me. I must have done something wrong. What do I do? What did I do? And even if nothing's happened, it's not just being sensitive. It's your brain trying to fill in a blank space with the worst case scenario. Why? Because ADHD anxious brains crave certainty, even if it is painful. So shame becomes the explanation. So beautifully told by me. But yeah, it's true. And I'm living that. I'm living that on the regular. So these are what I like to call micro triggers. And like the logical part of your brain goes, okay, all right, that was probably nothing. But then the shame part is already like drafting. You're annoying. You talk too much. They're just being polite. No one really likes you. And it becomes less about the interaction and more about that feeling that you're inherently doing humaning wrong. You got being too much or not enough. So ADHD is kind of carry that, especially this fear. And I think, I don't know, that comes from childhood when you're young, being told that you're not good enough or you need to do better, even though you're trying. Like, you know, that carries on. We carry that fear. I'm too loud. I'm too quiet. I'm too late. I'm too intense. I'm too disorganized. I'm not feeling reliable enough. I'm not productive enough. I'm not nice enough. And you start questioning your entire personality over a missed like message or a misread tone. Shocking. Let's do a bit of story time. So Muggins here was at a work event and someone like I really, really admire. You know, you get those people at work, those people that you like idolize. You're like, that person is like, oh, she's great. I value her so much professionally. I'm like on LinkedIn, like adding her. Boom. Yeah, not naming names. You tell a joke, or in my case, it's probably a bit of a shit joke, and they don't like respond the way that you want to. And then, you know, they're not like being like dickheads about it. They just like glance down, like literally normal human being-ing. They do that. But pray tell, what did my brain do? Cue the internal monologue. Oh my God. Oh, that wasn't a real laugh. Oh my gosh. They would just be like, oh my God, you made it so awkward. Crap. Oh, you always do this. You try too hard. You're so exhausting and everyone can see it. Worse still, if you're in your probation, I'm going to fail my probation because they see I'm super unprofessional. Mind you, nothing's actually happened, but it has felt like something has, because when you're primed for shame, even neutral moments can feel like proof. So let's break it down. Let's break down the I did something wrong illusion. And this is huge. So your nervous system doesn't always know the difference between actual danger and perceived danger. Well, isn't that a fact? So when your friend is slow to reply, or your brain goes, danger, 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 danger equals rejection, equals I'm bad, equals I did something wrong. And this is why the shame spiral is like so kind of sticky and gross. It just doesn't even need evidence. It just needs like some sort of potential vibe. And you know what? When you've lived your life internalizing messages like, you're irresponsible, you're too emotional, why can't you just focus? You always overreact. Boom. And then even a hint of rejection or tension confirms a shame story that you've been carrying for years. So why does ADHD and anxiety feel like the false guilt machine? Why does it do that? And so ADHD kind of means that you often do make mistakes. Yeah, classic, boom, 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 done this. But, you know, not on purpose, but because your brain works differently. And anxiety means that you're always scanning on what you could go wrong. And together they convince you that every misstep, real or imagined, is a moral failure. So, you know, forget your birthday, terrible friend, missed deadline, so bloody unprofessional, spaced out during a call, you're selfish. Shame doesn't say you did a bad thing. It says you're a bad thing. And that is the lie. So shame is bad storytelling. It skips context, dramatizes the plot, turns every flaw into some sort of fatal character flaw, friggin' overkill. But you know what? Real life isn't a tragedy. A tragedy is the French say. It's messy. It's pretty cool and funny. Like a, I don't know, like a hilarious sitcom. Like that's my life. But mistakes are human and growth, it's allowed. If your brain is trying to convince you right now that you've done something wrong, even though there's no real reason, pause and ask, my darling, is this shame talking or is it actually reality? And you've got to give yourself what shame will never give you. Compassion without any condition.
This is the time of the episode where I give you some tips that I'm trying to follow / haven't followed yet.
How Mother Google has led me, my therapist, God bless her, has given me this tool that I'm trying to implement. And I thought, well, you know, I'll share this with you. Talk to yourself like you talk to a friend. I'd never tell a friend like, wow, you're a failure for forgetting a bill. I'd say, that sucks, mate. Ugh. But I'm sure like everything will be fine. You do a reset. So like shower. Perhaps not when you're like out and about, because I mean, I wouldn't be able to share at work, would I? But, you know, reset. It could be tidy a little bit of your room or switch it up. Like, I don't know, put your hair up, put your shoes on. I don't know. I'm just like trying to look at different things in my room and, you know, spitball. But yeah, quick repair. So if I let someone down, I don't write another one. I'm not like, I'm so sorry. I'm X, Y, Z. I'm terrible, blah, blah, blah. You're just like, hey, mate, sorry about that. Didn't even see the message. It just went through my mind. And most people, you know, they most of them forget. You got to celebrate wins, right? Even small ones. Everything counts. Finally getting to that task, the 5-minute task that you've been putting off for ages, even though it's only 5 minutes. Finally completing that. Making that call, it counts. It really does count. And you have to recognize that and celebrate that. And don't be saying, oh, yeah, but everyone can do that. No. Let's take everyone out of that equation. You did it. Kudos. Shame tells me little things don't matter, but you know what? They actually do. So yeah, this shame spiral, it's brutal. It doesn't define us though. ADHD doesn't make us lazy or annoying or too much. And anxiety doesn't make us weak. Shame is just like a big friggin' fat liar that says those things. If you can, pick up on one tiny move, open that message, face that thing, or just forgive yourself for a small slip. And actually celebrate it. And that, my friends, is huge. Anyway, guys, stay happy, stay positive. Don't be letting shame get up all on your grill. And if you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And I'll see you next time.